All right, guys. New podcast today here at Cyclone Fanatic. We're joined by Steve and Emily from Sukup Manufacturing, and we're making a big announcement today. And this is going to be really cool. Brent and Brent Bloom joins us as well. We got the Summer Series crew here, and
I'm excited.
Emily, you guys, we've talked a lot this summer about the safety homes. Here, and I've kind of described it in my words. You describe it to our audience because you're very passionate about this, and I try and convey that passion for you guys, for our audience. But for somebody who just has no idea what this is, tell them how cool this is.
Yeah, the Sukup Safety Home was started back in 2010, and well, Steve was the one who said the yes on it. So it's a 18-foot diameter converted grain bin for a home. And Dad, what was the first story for starting this?
Well, actually, our safety manager had always wanted to build a grain bin house, and that didn't quite work out.
Yeah.
And then right after the earthquake in Haiti, 2010, he comes up and says, I bet we could make some grain bins that'd be just some excellent shelters for quick emergency shelters you could put up. And in the earthquakes, he destroyed all their concrete buildings, so there was a post-stress traumatic with concrete, and so the steel was perfect. And he comes up and says, let's do it, and sent me an email. And I said, okay, but we're going to make it an 18-foot diameter, and then came up with a double roof on it, so it's 12 degrees cooler than other housing, and they've just been fantastic.
That's so cool.
I'm just curious, because I've seen the renderings, but what types of, I mean, I hate to use the word amenities, but what types of things can fit inside this that actually make it a functional living space?
So most of the homes that we have are in Haiti, and in Haiti they treat the home sort of like we treat our bedrooms. So you keep personal belongings and their valuables, but you're spending most of your day not outside. In your bedroom. So they're outside cooking outside.
Yeah.
So there's sleeping quarters. We have pictures of one that has a motorcycle and then the dining room table. They're lockable, machete proof. We found not something we calculated nor tested, but found out machete proof.
Because that's like what they use in Haiti to break in or something, right?
Yeah.
So security is an important issue.
Big deal.
Yeah. Wow. I never would have thought of that.
Yeah. And so the steel part of it is just a huge factor because you can put up a house, but these ones are ones that are going to be here for 75 years or longer. We just say 75 years because that's how long grain bins really have been around. This is something that's an immediate solution to an ever-growing problem, and especially with the refugee crisis that is going on. The other unique feature is that these safety homes can be permanent or temporary. So they can be put up in 6 hours with a team of six, and they can also be taken down in 2.5 hours.
So that's really the key, is the efficiency.
Definitely. The efficiency and the shelter with the steel for security are the two biggest factors.
And I imagine they're fairly cost effective as well with, you can build these safety homes relatively quickly and at a pretty good cost.
Yeah, for $7,000, we actually have a opposite pricing that most companies do. So we actually make it much cheaper for nonprofits to buy
it. Very good.
And then price it out so that it's not encouraged for, hunting shacks. We get that question a lot. But we do this product for the third world efforts, for the giving back. And so $5,700 gets you the home, $300 for concrete, $1,000 for freight, and 10 homes can fit in one container. So if you see about the container houses that go up, I think, it could have been 11 because 10 safety homes could have been inside it. And so that's just something that is unique. We work with a nonprofit for all the money going through the nonprofit. So it is a 501c3, but it's just been a great relationship. And the nonprofit was actually started by a customer of ours, a farmer.
Yeah, he's somebody that bought one of our large tower dryers, and at the same time during that earthquake, he had a plane and he started flying relief supplies and doctors down to Haiti, and then
40 straight days he would do that.
Wow.
And out of northwest Iowa, and then he got the idea, or he saw what we were doing, or our safety manager had proposed and said, hey, let's run with this. And so away we go.
That's incredible. What do we want to keep growing this? I mean, what's the vision for this in 5 years? Do you want to enter more third world countries? I mean, tell me about that, because or were you gonna keep focusing on Haiti in that area?
I think, I mean, the whole goal is when you're going into countries is so that you don't have to come back. You build it up, build a community, sustainability, so that you don't have to come back. So, you know, we're looking to, you know, move on through different parts of Haiti. We just had a little mini Iowa nonprofit summit of nonprofits in Haiti. We did that June 12th.
Oh, cool.
And just learning where... what other regions of Haiti are out there for possible needs, but the refugee camp is where this is going for the future. We have a fully funded 50-home camp for parentless children in Uganda. So there's already 20 homes in Uganda now, fully funded by a private donor for 50 homes.
Wow. That's really making a difference right there.
Well, and it's just neat how here's a product that you wouldn't normally associate, but it makes a lot of sense that this product that has been so effective for its intended use in agricultural, but it can be used in this way, and it just makes a lot of sense.
The last hurricane down there gave it its test. The eye of the storm came over the top of about close to 100 of them, 140-mile-an-hour winds, just beating the safety homes for 6 to 8 hours, and one of them, they said they had almost 60 people inside, and everybody came out fine.
Wow,
that's
great.
It's incredible.
And then the temperature, I mean, in Haiti, it gets quite warm. So I imagine that the 12-degree difference is hugely beneficial.
Definitely. And when farmers see the safety home, that's their first question. Because if you were the one scooping grain at the end of the day for emptying a bin, you lost that straw. So we invite them in because we have a double roof. So the roof that you're looking up to inside is not the roof that the sun is beating down on. So we have a heat shield. And then that gap also also allows for water collection as well. And it's proven to be 10 degrees cooler.
You guys like building stuff, right, Steve?
We like building stuff.
And that's sort of the key that when we go around and talk about this, what we try to do with other businesses is maybe safety home's not the right message for them, but using your strengths to do something more with, and we like providing steel solutions.
Yeah, that's really cool. So we've got this is an awesome event coming up, the day of the Cy-Hawk game. You guys kind of have like a who's who put together.
Definitely.
And they're going to be building some homes outside of the stadium before the game.
So this has been a 3-year project for me and excited to announce that we will be at the game September 8th, right just by the Nile Kinnick. And yes, I said Nile Kinnick, not Jack Trice. It's really tough.
Yeah.
But near the Nile Kinnick statue. We'll be building a safety home so everybody can see just how quickly it can go together, how easily it can go together. And we're doing it with both Iowa and Cyclone former athletes.
Yeah, we've had a great response with it. Emily's been working with them. You were talking about texting with George Niang. He had texted with Naz Long, and Naz is interested if it works out with schedules to come.
Awesome.
Come back from it. Sage Rosenfeld stopped by the plant and toured the safety home and is all excited about it, and along with Tim Dwight.
Yeah, and Tim and Sage have just been a great force. Hawkeye, Cyclones working together. That's the main point of, you know, we can have, you always need two teams for a rivalry.
Yeah.
But to do something bigger, it takes all of us. So they're coming together, both excited about where this solution is going to go. We have Governor Reynolds, Greg Bruner, Lane Danielson, Jeff Horner, and a lot more to come.
Yeah, Jack Whitford, he was all signed on yesterday. So, yeah, it's
awesome.
Exciting.
Gosh.
Yeah, that's a great group. And not only are they going to be helping, though, that's a lot of good people, too, to just
great
be
advocates, yeah.
Spreading the message. And I mean, I know a lot of the guys like Jack, Sage, Jeff, and those are guys who really do care, too, Brent. They're not just, just saying it. They're going to be out there.
And they can be selective with the causes they support. So if they're dedicating the time to something like this, you know that they have a passion for it, and it means something to them. And I'll be over there as well. I'm curious to see this thing as well. So I'm going to stop in and say hello. Because I don't like to walk around Kinnick.
I
have some bad
will.
Experiences.
Well, see, here's the deal. The last time I went, some guy threw a beer. It was like 3/4 full, and it hit me in the back of the head. And he yelled something at me.
And he
hurt my feelings.
Well, it's sometimes painful enough, at least 2 years ago over there with the game. And then you get the insult to injury.
I didn't go to that game specifically because I had the excuse of you know, the post game show, but I'll probably head over this year.
Yeah.
So the worst, for those who haven't been over to Iowa City, and you know, good for them. Where is the Kinnick statue in relative to the stadium? I think it's right there, isn't it?
Yep, it's right there. It's just south of the entrance, right by now Kinnick, and we're hoping that it's going to be a little bit to the east too, so that hopefully the Steed family Children's Hospital patients could also see the build from up to the top floor. We haven't confirmed that, but looking into that.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Can you paint it cardinal and gold? Just not tell anybody?
I would say that when you see the video that came out today, they were giving us a chaperone to make sure we didn't put some Sukup end zone stickers along, you know, inside the stadium.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea.
Yeah, that's good.
Is there anything else about the Cy-Hawk game and all that you guys want to add to this coming up on September 8th?
Oh, we're all focused. We'll have a great home game the week before.
Yeah, Clones will be 2-0 at that point.
Yeah,
I like your optimism. That's me too.
We'll tackle it hard. And
But in all reality, though, that game this year is big of a deal as we've had in the Cy-Hawk series for a really long time, Brent.
Because there's
expectations for both teams for the first time in – since what, 05?
Yeah, I mean, I think you could make the argument. We're about a month and a half, almost. Yeah, about a month and a half away now.
Yeah, well, I go to Dallas next week for Big 12 Media Days.
So it's coming. Wow. But there, you're about to see that ratchet up several notches. Because not only, I mean, the Cy-Hawk game's great. But Iowa State, you know, the last couple of years, it hasn't really been a great conversation going into that game. Kind of new. Although last year, a little bit different.
Yeah.
But now, I mean, both teams sniffing the top 25, big game, huge game for Iowa State. Win this game, and it really sets you up going forward. The beginning of the season is tough for Iowa State. That could really be a springboard, and to get Campbell to beat those guys once as well. I mean, I know he has circled that thing.
Yeah, there's no question
I can't
about
wait.
That. Well, we'll look forward to it. And anything you guys need to between now and then, we'll absolutely – help promote it. We're looking forward to it, though.
Leading up to the game, we have some great events in July. It was a perfect year to do this project. You know, RAGBRAI is also going through games in Iowa City.
Yeah.
So we're going to have our own little team, Sukup Safety Home team, and both Tim and Sage are going to be riding in the RAGBRAI route to Ames. We'll have a safety home for people to come walk around.
The fans are going to be just swarming around those guys the whole time.
Yes. And we'll have a safety home out in the parking lots of the North Jack Trice parking lots. And then the next day, we're actually leaving for Haiti.
Oh.
So Tim, Sage, myself, Rachel, who we've talked about, my husband Andy, are all going to Haiti together.
And fantastic.
You know, we got connected with Sage just through Twitter. And on the first conversation, I said, well, how do you, you know, there was no plans for this. It was just to throw out that Rachel's used to me and Dad throwing curveballs. And just said, hey, how about you come to Haiti with us? And he just sort of thought it for a little bit and said, okay, sounds good.
That sounds like Sage.
Sage to a T.
What do you mean shots are involved?
Yeah, exactly. That sounds exactly like Sage.
Where can people see your progress down there? If they're followed on Twitter or social media at all?
Yep, follow our Facebook account, Twitter, and then www.safetyhome.com. Is where they can go. We just launched a new website too to tell the story, and everybody's just all in on this, and as you said, their hearts are in it as well. Sage was traveling back, said he was going through Ames the day of that nonprofit summit, and so he just wasn't on his calendar, stopped in and spent a couple hours with all these nonprofits talking about Haiti as well.
I totally believe that Sage gives back a lot, so that's very cool. Well, we will see you guys on September 8th. I'm planning on being there. Hopefully nobody throws a beer at me this year.
Well,
what are the chances of that, Bloom? What are the chances that I open my mouth between now and then to irritate the Hawkeye fans?
Quite high.
You're also doing a Niang podcast, very, very likely.
Get the Niang
between
podcast, all that
maybe
stuff.
Maybe block the IPs from listening in Iowa City.
It'll be the first game in a long time that I won't be in red and yellow because we're going to be in neutral.
Oh,
with the team, so that's going to be tough. But
that's just for the build. Like, before you go into the stadium, you can put some cardinal on, right?
True. We did have adventures with Cy at Kinnick just a couple weeks ago at the ABI conference, so that was fun.
Yeah, that was cool. Rachel sent me some pictures of that. That looked like that was a good – you guys looked like you were just – you know, like your skin was crawling hanging out there.
Yes, but, you know, to have Cy with us and we put him in the locker room, the pink
that's
locker
good.
Room, yeah.
Well, I think we'll all be celebrating after that game.
I hope so. Steve, Emily, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a great day. All right, guys. Thanks for listening today. We appreciate it.